What did they bring those cattle? They brought the cattle down here to start
a
war.
We had a butcher pen. We had a slaughterhouse out on the beach out there by that first motel tower. I had a slaughter pen there, Lumley. Old man Tolles owned a lot of cattle and a lot of horses. And he's the one who used to send them. He was a partner. Him and Lumley was a partner. Lumley died. His son died the other day. They're pretty well fixed.
You said they brought some down for milk and...
Every week they used to bring in 50 or 60 cows. Every week.
Well, 50 or 60 cows? Or
yeah.
Did the slaughter or for...
Yeah, slaughter.
Now, did they ever have any place where they milked them? And, did they ever have any place around here where they kept them and milked them? And,
Oh, yes. They had a lot of people there. The Cubans had two or three places that they had milk cows, and they used to milk them. So some of them used to go around the streets with the cows in the can, gallon can about that big. And they had a kid carrying that can with the milk. And when the cow run dry on the road, he'd give them the milk from the can. Yeah, they had two or three. This old man, a friend of mine, lived just about three, 4 blocks up there. He's gone, and his daughter that died there and used to take her to the dance all the time, the whole family. I'm about the only damn one alive now. All the people that got them, people that I knew are dead.
Yeah.
I was raised with five different sets, and every one of them is in the graveyard.
You don't have anybody around that's your age?
I had my grandson out there this morning. I said, what the hell are you doing around here? All dressed up. I said, well, I'm a boss for 3 or 4 weeks. I said, where's he? He's my son. And my boss is going up the country. So he's left me in charge.
What's he do for a living?
He's a US electric company. Telephone company.
Was there ever any type of like gardening or anything? Did anybody ever try to raise any garden goods or stuff?
Garden?
Yeah, did anybody ever try to grow anything around here?
Well, I don't know particularly.
Like when you were little or growing
There's
through?
A lot of people who got gardens around here. A lot of them.
What can you grow here?
Well, different kinds of flowers. They don't grow anything. Of course, there's a lot of avocados around here. And Spanish limes. That's a little seed inside, has stuff on it, and you get to break it, break the skin on the outside, and throw one part away, and then shoot it in your mouth, and chew the stuff on it.
I think I asked you this earlier. Did you say you belong to a church? Did you say which religion are you? Which church do you belong to? Do you belong to a church?
No, I don't belong. In politics, I went to this church 2 blocks from here on this same street, Fleming Street, on the left-hand side. I went there because they had the largest congregation. And I went up there and donated $200 to the minister. And gentlemen, brothers and sisters, he says, we don't need a man like U.S. We need him. And I carried that whole damn bunch of people up there.